let's begin with the announcement last week that was, on one hand, shocking to many. On the other hand, not really surprising at all, given the COVID-19 surge in New Mexico, that Allen Theaters would be at least temporarily closing their doors. What do you know about that?
I spoke with Russell Allen, and basically he was saying that all 13 locations in New Mexico, Colorado, and Arizona would be closing temporarily at least through March, depending on how COVID goes. Movie theaters have been closed in the state since March, and they did open up a few drive-ins at their locations, one here at Telshore 12. He was saying that it was popular in the beginning, and then it slowly sort of wound down. One of the reasons is because they're not showing first-run movies. Mm. The releases aren't, you know, the first-run movies aren't being released at this point.
Yeah, so they're not showing, really coming out of Hollywood, are they?
Right, right. So it's more of things that they've had. For Halloween, they're showing Hocus Pocus and different things like that. So it's sort of lost its popularity at this point, and they decided to shut it down and just sort of go into hibernation for these next couple of months.
Let's move on to, you know, from one closure to one opening. And I'm wondering, how can a new restaurant open under these circumstances?
Right. So this week I spoke with Matthew Butcher, who is the owner of Cactus Flats. And it's actually opening up on Thorpe Road in Doniana County, or out in the Doniana area. And it's sort of like a drive-in, or not a drive-in, but a drive-through fast food, burger place, burritos, shakes. And he was actually inspired by one of the Sun News articles about King Zaw's Pizzeria that opened up this summer. And he said that he read that, and he had decided to sort of get out of the restaurant game. And after reading that, he was like, okay, I can do this. So he started planning, and that's how Cactus Flats sort of came about. He said that he's pretty excited because the only other really restaurant out in that area is Chachi's, and which is great and a big draw, but it's also not necessarily fast food. And so if you want fast food, you sort of have to drive a couple miles back into town. He's hoping to open up in about a week or so.
So many pivots, so many business owners are having to make these days. And you've also got a story about one family business that rounded a corner from religious inventory to something more on the fun side, right?
Definitely, yeah. So this week I also spoke with Kenny Chavez of City of Crosses, and it used to be a store down on Main Street, South Main Street, that sold Catholic items, so rosaries, Bibles, candles. There, his stepfather actually passed away this summer, and with it, he decided to sort of let go of that aspect of the store. And their items he actually sold to St. Genevieve's Catholic Church, and they'll be setting up sort of a gift shop inside of their offices to help boost their revenue since they weren't able to have their fiestas and they're sort of hurting for their money to keep going. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so he decided to move away from that, and he's actually been collecting a lot of figurines and posters of, he mentioned wrestling, so Hulk Hogan, The Rock, and then sports figures and cars, a lot of Hot Wheels. And so he's been collecting these for years, and he said that he's actually, like, it's filling up his house. So he decided that it was time to sort of transition his shop, which kept the same name, City of Crosses, and make it into this toy shop. Yeah, he's excited. He said that he has been wanting to do this sort of store for a while, and now it was just sort of the perfect time to transition.
Oh, I wonder if it'll be hard for him to let some of that stuff go.
Definitely, I think so. But he's also, he goes to St. Genevieve's Catholic Church. He's part of the congregation. So.
Oh, I meant some of his toys that he's been collecting all of these years.
Gosh, yeah, probably for holding on to them for so many years.
All right, Leah. Well, thanks so much for all of that great information. Have a wonderful week.
Thanks, you too.